Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to stop and listen to God together. First, let's listen to the Bible. Acts chapter 1, verses 12 and 14. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, a distance of about half a mile. When they arrived, they went to the upstairs room of the house where they were staying. They all met together and were constantly united in prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brothers of Jesus. The days between Jesus' ascension and Pentecost were filled with prayer. All the disciples knew was that they had to wait, and they didn't want to do this alone. We read that they met together in an upper room, and this may well have been the place where they had gathered for the Last Supper. What matters is that they were together. And it's interesting to note that the 11 disciples were joined by Jesus' mother and his brothers. We know very little about Jesus' brothers, but John records that prior to his death, they did not believe in him. John chapter 7. What an amazing time of prayer that must have been. Jesus had told them that the Holy Spirit would be poured out on them, but hadn't informed them when this might happen. They simply had to wait in expectation with the confidence of knowing that God had a perfect plan. In one sense, prayer is always like this. Although we live in the privileged days of the Spirit, whenever we come together to prayer, there is much that we do not know. We only partly know God's plans for our lives, our church, and our world. As we pray, we open ourselves afresh to the breath of God's Spirit and invite him to meet with us. It's also vital for us to see the importance of praying together. Prayer is the privilege of every Christian, and we will often pray by ourselves, but there's something very important about praying with our Christian brothers and sisters. Jesus said, "For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them." As we pray together, the risen Lord Jesus Christ stands with us, strengthening and inspiring us. What could be more exciting than that? Let me pray with you. Gracious Lord, teach us more about the importance of expectant prayer and help us to treasure the opportunities you give us to pray with our Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you. I hope you'll have a great day. And will you join me for more Be Still and Know every day here on Premier Radio?